You're listening to SBS News.
Shweta Bhandari has been trying to get permanent residency in Australia for 12 long years.
I came here along with my husband on 15th May 2009 on student visa. And till now, we are waiting for our permanent residency. It's been a long struggle, around 11 to 12 years, more than a decade.
Since first arriving in Australia from India as a student in hospitality and business, Ms. Bhandari has been on three different temporary visas. She's studied 9 courses and moved to Hobart and Geelong to fulfil the requirements that she was told would eventually grant her and her husband permanent residency. Last May, they applied for the subclass 887 skilled regional visa, which is one of the few pathways to permanent residency and citizenship, but they're still waiting for an answer.
And day by day, our frustration and depression is increasing because the waiting time is unlimited. We don't know. Long waiting time is there. So seeing that, our whole family is impacted. In this sense, our careers are at stake. We can't get a good job, full-time job. We are not able to get any benefit from the Centrelink. Our children are, growing day by day. Their needs and demands are increasing.
Ms. Bhandari is qualified in public relations and business management, while her husband is an accountant. But visa rules mean that neither can get jobs in their chosen fields until they're permanent residents. Instead, the 44-year-old works in after-school care, while her husband is a chef in aged care and delivers food for Uber Eats. They are also unable to buy a house and are not eligible for Centrelink benefits, which proved challenging during COVID-19 lockdowns since they were unable to work. But Ms. Bhandari says despite their difficulties, she and her husband are reluctant to give up on their dreams of staying in Australia.
We spend a lot of time here. We spend a lot of money. We are staying here from last many years. And we have done a lot of hard work by doing all kind of odd jobs, studying, living in regional area again is very difficult. Fulfilled all the criteria of the visa and everything, and still we are suffering.
Ms. Bhandari's family is not alone. According to the Department of Home Affairs, there were 1.7 million temporary visa holders in Australia in March last year. The Migrant Workers Centre's chief executive is Matt Kunkel.
Many of those have been here for several years and are in this permanently temporary class, if you will. And many of those we count as temporary visa holders are actually people who really have a desire to settle down and build a family and build a community here in Australia. So we really do need to shift our thinking on migration to provide more opportunities for permanent settlement as opposed to a continual churn of people on temporary visas.
Research by the Migrant Workers Centre late last year found that on average, people must wait at least 5 years to achieve permanent residency, while for some, it can take up to 13 years. It also found that temporary visa holders were likely to have experienced worker exploitation, including wage theft and other abuses. Matt Kunkel says constant changes to Australia's visa system have created an underclass of temporary visa holders who keep the economy going but have few rights.
This idea of temporary visa holders is a bit of a misnomer because what we've got is we've got people who are forced to hop from temporary visa to temporary visa just to maintain their residency in the country. And it would be a lot better for them and it would be a lot more, provide a lot more stability and security for everybody if those folks that really want to settle down and build their lives here have that opportunity to do so.
According to a new survey by the Migrant Workers Centre with the Human Rights Law Centre, the majority of Australians support this approach. The poll of 1,000 people found that 78% believe migrants who have lived and worked in Australia for several years should have a clear pathway to permanent residency. David Burke is from the Human Rights Law Centre.
And I think the results were overwhelmingly positive in that it really clearly reflected the views of the community that our immigration policies should be aligned with our values and that everyone should have the chance to actually plan for the life that they want to lead.
David Burke says he believes Australia's immigration policies are out of line with public sentiment.
As a country, we have absolutely lost our way when it comes to immigration. We have seen the highly publicized toxic political rhetoric when it comes to refugees, but I don't think that there is the same level of public understanding about what's happening with our immigration policies as a whole. We need an immigration system that actually treats people as people and that doesn't view them as simply tools for short-term labour. And I think these results show that the Australian community agrees with that.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs says the processing time for the subclass 887 skilled regional visa is currently between 6 and 22 months. It says wait times have improved since January 2021, when processing could take up to 26 months. It says the department tries to finalise these applications within reasonable timeframes, subject to the government's priorities in relation to the skilled migration program. Claire Slattery, SBS News.